Excited to talk Indiana football. We are joined by the head coach at Indiana, third full season as Hoosiers head coach. IU is 7-2. They're 4-2 in conference play. They are number 24 this week in the AP poll. They have entered the polls for the first time in a quarter century. Indiana is at number 9 Penn State Saturday. Hoosiers head coach Tom Allen is my guest. Great to have you on, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. Appreciate you having me on your show.
It is so good to have you on this show. So as I mentioned in the intro, IU is ranked for the first time in a quarter of a century. You've got that huge game Saturday at State College. What is the mood and the vibe like among the players right now?
Well, there's a lot of excitement. The confidence keeps growing each and every week. You know, we've worked really, really hard. This is my third year here as head coach and been building this thing step by step. It's been a slow process. You always want things to happen sooner than they do, but just proud of our guys, man. They've worked so hard. They've done everything we've asked them to do. They've bought in. They've trained. They've prepared. And to see them be rewarded for all their hard work has been a great, great feeling. And I just know that our fan base is excited about what we're building, and getting a chance to get ranked is just a kind of a nice reward for just kind of saying that you're doing things the right way that allows you to have success on the field. It gets recognized. It doesn't mean a lot more than that. But at the same time, we recognize that we're excited about what we're building and the way we're building it.
Indiana head football coach Tom Allen is joining us. You know, the thing that really impresses me is that while the fans, I know they're excited, they might be really impressed by this, but it seems like nobody inside the program is at all surprised. As an example, you told the team back in fall camp you believed it was a top 25 team. What did you see then that made you say that?
Well, I just felt like that, you know, being here enough, we had a core group of upperclassmen back that I thought their leadership had taken off to another level this offseason, and we really put an emphasis on that, and they bought into that. And I saw them infecting their teammates and the way that we had guys in every single position group that were pulling guys with them. And it elevated our work ethic, the mindset in the weight room. Our shrink staff's done a phenomenal job, and that just started building a confidence to our team. And then you sprinkle in some really talented young players. We had the top two recruiting classes in the history of our program in our first 2 years here as head coach. And so those young guys are now have been here, and they're part of that growth and that confidence, and we knew we were going to have some more depth. And so I just felt like with all those things combined, I love the way the guys attack the workouts every day. And I told them, I believe they're going to be a top 25 football team. And they proved me right. And we didn't say it publicly, but internally we did. And I love the way our guys have embraced that and lived it out.
We're talking Hoosier football. Indiana head coach Tom Allen joining us here in the jungle. A couple of weeks back, you beat Nebraska in their house to become bowl eligible. That was the first time IU had beaten Nebraska in Lincoln in 60 years. I loved your emotion after the game and everything it meant. So how significant a moment was that for you and for the team?
It was powerful, you know, just to be able to get that type of win on the road in that venue, a place, like you said, hadn't won in 60 years. Just the history, just to be able to in the way we won, you know, to be able to overcome some adversity and even throughout the week and then during the game and then find a way to get a big stop in the fourth quarter defensively and get the ball back and then never have to go off the field again because our offense ran the clock out. So I just was so proud of our guys and just knowing how much work they'd put in, how much our staff worked at it and how much this meant to our fans and our program. And I just knew it was huge and it just prompted a lot of emotion and I care so much and I'm a passionate guy, but I love this place. I love what we're doing and it was just neat to see them rewarded on a national stage.
You've got IU number 24 in the polls. They are taking on number 9 Penn State Saturday. And then Tom, your quarterback Peyton Ramsey had a career high 351 yards, a couple of TDs that game. He had been the starter, but he was beaten out for the job in preseason. At that point he could have left, but he didn't, and he was there when you and the team needed him. What's that say about him both as a player and as a person?
Well, I think it speaks volumes to his character, and I've said it many times. And I knew he had it, but then when it gets tested, and especially in that way when you're the starter and then you get it taken from you, it's hard, and it hurt him, and I know it did. It was hard for me to tell him face-to-face the day I had to, but I knew that I challenged him that day, and I really believed he would respond the right way, and I challenged him to be a great teammate, and he has been, and to be ready when called upon, and he has been, and he's been awesome for us, and now he's our starter again, and you just never know. It's a great life lesson, you know, adversity strikes, and he handled it like a man, and his character came shining through, and his whole team mindset, and he embraces LEO, which stands for love each other. It's a foundational component of our program, and he's lived that out, every single day, and I'm so happy for him and proud for the way he's responded.
It's a great point. Tom Allen joining us for a few more moments. You know, I had Walter McCarty on the show yesterday, and he's from Evansville, and he said that being the head coach at Evansville means so much to him. You're from Newcastle, Indiana. Yep. And you played there and you coached at places like Marion and Penn Davis. So what did it mean to you when you were named head coach at IU?
Well, it meant so much to me to represent my home state. And like you said, I've been a high school coach in this state for 10 years and played my high school football here. My dad was my high school coach, and being from Newcastle, which has a lot of strong ties to Indiana University, mostly for basketball, but just a lot of ties to IU. It's just a tremendous honor. It's a blessing. I feel so just proud to be able to wear Indiana on my chest and represent the place that I love and care so much about. So yeah, it's a powerful thing when it's personal, and it just makes it mean that much more when you're able to have the success that you dream about having.
You know, you mentioned you're the son of a coach, and you and your dad, in fact, he made sure that you sat down and you watched a lot of film with him, and I mean actual film on a projector. But despite that, the early plan was for you to major in business and become an accountant. Like, so mm-hmm. What were you thinking at that time, and what brought you back to football?
Well, you know, I went to college to major in that, and I started that my freshman year, and I love business. I love accounting. I love the numbers piece of that. That's just kind of what I've always had a passion for from that perspective. But I just, in a lot of ways, God got a hold of my heart. Just said, man, you're wired to be, you can't be in an office 8 hours, 10 hours a day. I'd be a caged tiger probably in that environment. But just follow my heart, the passion that I have for impacting people and making a difference in their lives. And I just felt like that. So I switched from business to business education to become a coach and a high school teacher, and just had this passion to be able to use what God's given me to impact young men and help them grow and develop. And that's what we've been doing ever since. Now I do it at the college level. It's just really being able to you feel blessed when you can do what you love to do, and you're really right in your strength zone.
Tom Allen, my guest. All right, finally then, another big opportunity and a challenge coming up this weekend. You've got Penn State. Now, the good thing about having a good season is that each game gets bigger and bigger. So how do you go about getting ready and preparing to face James Franklin and his team?
Well, as you said, tremendous challenge. You know, we've never beaten them at Penn State in the history of our program. So it's going to have to be one of those games where we have to play the very, very best football we can possibly play. They've done a tremendous job recruiting there, developing their players. But it does come back to the things we've done on a daily basis to get where we are now. That has to continue. It's that consistency in our preparation, the focus, the attention to details, the ability to be able to make those critical plays at the critical times in the game when it's fourth and five or third and seven, you got to get a big stop. You got to get a conversion. You got to make a special teams play. And that's what we had not been able to do in the past. That's what we've been doing here these last several weeks to allow us to win those close games. And so it doesn't change. You just got a little bigger stage, bigger opportunity. But I believe our team is prepared well, and we'll get a chance to go out and prove how well prepared we are on Saturday at Penn State.
And then quickly, Tom, specifically as you look at Penn State on film, what concerns you the most about them?
Their team speed. It's pretty obvious. Both sides of the ball, special teams, the O-line, D-line play is impressive. So I'd say their offense, defensive line sticks out the most, and then the overall speed of their players is impressive. So we're going to have to be on our A game.
You having a great year. They're number 24 in the AP poll, and they've got another great challenge coming up Saturday against Penn State. Their head football coach is Tom Allen. Tom, great to have you on the show. Really nice to talk to you. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you so much, Jim. Appreciate it. Elio.
You too. Tom Allen joining us. That's a good Jungle debut right there. Great to talk some Indiana football.